Gregory, Gregory Brown, 12. No. Date of birth is August 31, 1956. Today is 11/13/2025. This is a 68-year-old gentleman currently in hospice with history of shortness, COPD, end stage. Patient also has wheezing, dyspnea, weakness, increased shortness of breath with activity, history of CVA, hypertension, tobacco abuse, continues to smoke. Patient complaining of increased back pain, shoulder pain. He's not eating as much. His caregiver wants to get him insured. His MAC has dropped from 36.5 to 35.5, period. He's staying in bed most of the time, about 10 to 12 hours a day now, except when he wants someone to help him to go outside and smoke, period. His PPS is at 40%, period. His O2 sat was at 92% with a pulse of 90, temperature 97.6, blood pressure 130 over 80, period. He uses his nebulizer when he's short of breath. Other medications include Zoloft, Albuterol, Trilogy, Seroquel, Tessalon, and Singulair, period. His caretaker states that he gets very short of breath, and he appears to be in severe pain because of his back pain with any kind of movement, period. He's not using any medications for pain and has not used some for some time, but in the past apparently has responded well to Tramadol, period. My findings today will be shared with the hospice medical director as well as the hospice nurse regarding findings, period. He also has trouble sleeping. He stays up till late at night and has a mild sundowner syndrome, period. Overall prognosis is poor. He's shown decreased mentation, increased shortness of breath, and decreased functionality related to his end-stage COPD. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Oh, by the way, on exam, he has wheezing bilaterally. He does not have a nebulizer, but he does have albuterol inhaler. I believe he would benefit from a nebulizer machine at home by his side. Thank you. Well, on top, put down, this is patient Mr. Gregor was seen for face-to-face evaluation. Today, the results of this face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. Thank you.